I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but maybe somebody. I saw this on Facebook a moment ago. If you're ever feeling useless, just remember, bags of ice have a nutrition label. I'm sorry, I couldn't help. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Lisa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. I've got a sad story about a teacher. You know, sometimes there are just teachers who just stand out because they care so much for their students. Plus, they might be a little bit on the funny side. You might, you know, they might wear crazy ties or different things. And the ones that really you just remember throughout the years or decades. One of those is Clay King. And Clay King taught English. He's in the English department. And he taught a class called Word Study, which was very popular. And a lot of kids have gone on to post their condolences about him. He and his wife were the victims of a double murder, it appears, to be at the hands of their grandson. And so a lot of people, I heard about this horrible incident that happened in Pensacola, did not realize it was Mr. King. And, of course, we've had lots of tributes, you know, just pouring in. A lot of people are asking, when are they going to have the services? They don't have them posted yet. They will be at family funeral in Pensacola, but so far the arrangements are still pending. But he was even there when I was in school, just to give you a little bit of a history lesson. Wow. And so he was there for over 30 years, one teacher of the year, just a really amazing person. So what a tragic end for him and his family.
It's a horrible story. And I mean, I did not connect. I knew the event. I didn't connect it with the name you were sharing. And so, yeah, wow, unbelievable. You also have stuff in the paper about a bus driver. Something good happened for a bus driver?
Yeah, there's a bus driver at Oriole Beach, and to him, he's been living in the United States since the 1980s, and he doesn't really think it's a big deal, but he had to renew his green card every 10 years, and he finally got the message that, hey, you're eligible for naturalization. So he went up to Montgomery, Alabama to get to take the test, thinking that once he got that done, he would come down to the Pensacola courthouse at a later date and be, you know, have this ceremony and everything. But instead, they said, well, you can stay here and get naturalized this afternoon. So he was by himself, didn't have his family, didn't have any friends, didn't even have a photo of himself, but he did become an American citizen. Actually, he's a dual citizen because he is actually a British citizen as well. And the kids down at Oriole Beach, and a lot of the people have been welcoming him with, you know, flag waving and making a big deal about it. So he feels very, very happy about that.
I love that. We've got the Magdalene's house. They lost their gift shop or something. What happened here? The lease?
Yeah. So Magdalene's is a mission. It's a collective of people who wanted to stop the human trafficking. So they rented a place that had been a site where it was a massage parlor. They turned that around, turned it into a gift shop that the proceeds from the sales went to help people escape that life. And now, unfortunately, they have lost their lease. So they are trying to, at the end of the month, they're going to be, you know, leaving. They're looking for another location. They're not sure what they're going to do at this moment, but they said there's no way they're going to stop their mission. They're going to continue to help the victims of human trafficking. And this area, being a corridor into South Florida, is known for its human trafficking.
Right.
And they're actively trying to stop it. So their mission is very important, and I hope that they continue on. And we'll keep everyone posted about what happens next.
You've got a good story about some new workout equipment in Gulf Breeze. You got a story about Gulf Islands National Seashore increasing in visitors. You got a cool story about a guy setting records in running. And I'm going to pick on this one because it's near and dear to my own heart. When I was in high school, my senior year of high school, we actually started a boys volleyball team. I started the boys volleyball team, basically, in my high school. So I love boys volleyball. I didn't realize there wasn't a boys team at Gulf Breeze, but there is now. Is that right?
They're going to start March 13th. So it's going to be the fourth new sport that they've added in the last 10 years. So there's so many different sports now. I mean, practically everyone who is interested in being on a team can be on some sort of a team because there's all kinds of things that they've added. It's very, even sand volleyball. And now they're adding boys volleyball. So, yeah, so that's something new. And so we're looking forward to covering that as well. Our sports editor, Jason Thompson, he's just not busy enough, I guess.
Jason does such good work. No, that's great. No, I love it. Yeah, and, the sand volleyball, which we've expanded. There's a second team now for women's sand up at Pace High. So, no, that's very cool. All kinds of stuff in the paper. The paper always has a ton of information. The Gulf Breeze News comes out once a week on Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher. As always, Lisa, thanks for helping us understand our community a little bit better and keeping the paper flowing, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I hope so, and I'll see you in the breeze. Thank you.
Absolutely. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3. Jake has got traffic for us. Jake?
Okay, here we go. Let's start the list. It's not actually too bad this time. If you're on Beulah Road and heading toward Mobile Highway, we have a bad accident that's been reported there. Crews should be on the scene by now, but that'll take a while to clear up. Also, Highway 98 westbound through proper is going to be slow with some lane closure today with utility work. East Burgess Road getting by West Florida High School, very, very slow in both directions. Also, 9 Mile headed toward University eastbound is very slow this morning. And the front gate to NAS Pensacola is backed up all the way to Sunset the last time I checked. Let me see here. Otherwise, around town, we're actually looking good. If you're on Barrancas Avenue today, the Outcast Bait and Tackle huge annual sale is happening, so a lot of cars are starting to park in the median, and there's a policeman on the scene, so that might be some tie-ups today. Otherwise, we're looking great around town. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let me know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report was brought to you by Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Home Buyers Program, serving Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Visit PensacolaHabitat.com. .org/homebuyer to learn more or apply. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Brown.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
New South Brown!
Pinner Credit Union is here. For every move-in day to the perfect home, every trip up the coast in the perfect car, for every business door unlocked, every dollar saved for something special, every dream achieved one goal at a time, we're here. Because Pinair Credit Union has been a part of this community since 1936, and with affordable lending, flexible accounts, easy access, and smart guidance, we're a perfect fit for the way you bank. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Strip off those T-shirts.
Gunny, we're all the same.
Same as me?
How the hell are we supposed to know what kind
of T-shirt? You improvise, you overcome, you adapt.
Definitely one of my favorite movies. My wife would say, well, you have 100,000 favorite movies of all time. It's true. It's true, but Heartbreak Ridge is definitely got a special place for me. The Swede. 8:20 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've been talking about this not that much today, but I do want to spend a little bit of time talking about this. If you're familiar with the Gulf Breeze story with the Lighthouse Christian and the, I'll say students, I don't know whether kids is the right term or not, all living in the house. And the complaint raised by WEAR and Midway Fire Chief Jonathan Kanzig telling WEAR that it's a problem.
Since we have knowledge of it, we are absolutely 100% responsible to look after these kids. We have
communicated with them to the best of our ability. It's our goal now to work with them to get this resolved, but they knew this was wrong.
Yeah, because apparently previously there had been an issue with some other student athletes living in a situation that was a fire hazard, and that's where his, you know, sort of relevance and authority would come into place. And again, if you don't know the story, the short version is we know that there are a bunch of students from Lighthouse Christian apparently living together in a house. The number is unclear, the age is unclear, the level of supervision is unclear. They could be high school. They apparently are from Brazil, and there could be as few as 12 living in a house that's got four bedrooms and 3,000 square feet. They could be as many as 20 or 24. And again, they could be college age, you know, because Lighthouse Christian has some college stuff, right? And, you know, they also could be younger because Lighthouse Christian has that too. And we don't know. A lot of things that we don't know. Now, Midway Fire, as a Facebook page, has specifically this morning gone on and said, please share this story. It's the only way we've been able to get Christian schools' attention. I have not tried to contact them. I became aware of this story later in the day yesterday and didn't have a chance to try to contact them directly. I certainly will do so today. The fire chief also says, you know, look, the thing he's most concerned about is obviously the fire hazard of having so many people living in a house.
We believe these students are here to play soccer. This just opens up the liability. If one small fire could result in 23 people losing their lives. It's just not a chance we want to take in Gulf Breeze.
Obviously, fire code and fire safety is going to be a concern, and I share that concern. Tanner Stewart had gone to the house, and I guess he had gone also over Lighthouse Christian and had tried to talk to somebody there. I'm not sure if he tried to call or whatever, but, you know, he showed up, and he was filming, and a guy came out to meet him at the perimeter, and, well, that didn't go so well.
Tell me what you guys are talking about for our school. I don't want it on there.
Well, we're recording right now.
Can you tell us about the 20-plus students that are living in the House of Refuge Circle?
There's 12.
A student there told us there was over 20. He told us that today. Can you tell us why they're there? The fire chief says it's illegal.
As you see, the official...
All right, so that's not the best encounter ever. Probably not the expert in communications that you wanted to send out. But, you know, an ordinary employee gets in that situation. You remember the Skanska communications guy? Cut the interview. Yeah, that's not good. So let me tell you my perspective on this, which is, and feel free to disagree with me or share your thoughts, 437-1620. I don't have an opinion because I don't know enough. I'm always cautious to draw conclusions until I find out from the other side what they say, or from the, you know, both sides at least. Because here's what I was thinking. When I first heard this story, I thought, okay, well, 12 college students living in a four-bedroom house with a living room and a kitchen and a front yard and a backyard, and that just sounds like college to me. I mean, I lived in a house with 12 people when I was my third year of college. Now, we each had our own bedroom, but, you know, if you set up a dorm, one bunk bed and another bunk bed, and, you know, you could easily sleep three or four people in a regular bedroom, and it'd be no more cramped than a lot of, you know, communal dorms. And again, if they got a rest of a house to work with, it's kind of a sweet scenario of, you know, 12 people who are all on the same team together, and that's what I thought, okay? But of course, you start to tinker with those parameters a little bit, and things can change. You know, 12 is feasible, 24 is not so good. That's a lot. 12 college age, I don't really have any problem with that. 12 sophomores and juniors in high school, and they're all minors. Well, that's weird. And do they have adult supervision, and how much adult supervision, and do their parents know? You know, these are some, and if it's not 12, but it's more than 20, well, then we have a problem. What exactly is the shape of the problem? Well, again, if the parents are informed, that's one thing. If the parents aren't informed, that's another thing. I want to know more. Okay. And I guess it doesn't strike me immediately as outrageous, but it doesn't strike me immediately as great either, mostly because I just feel like I don't know enough. Is it weird for the neighborhood? Oh, yeah. Yeah. But as one person texted me earlier, if they're coming by bus and not, you know, driving 15 cars, I mean, that's better than a lot of your rental homes. You know, four people with cars can be a problem. So it would be weird if you're in the neighborhood it'd be unusual. You know, you'd probably try to meet folks and find out what's going on. And I feel like that's where we're at. Like, I just don't know enough. And I definitely want to talk to Lighthouse before I form any opinions. 437-1620. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay. If you're going to be on Barrancas Avenue today, Outcast Bait and Tackle is having their huge annual sale. Already seeing a lot of cars starting to pile up. And we do have an officer on scene trying to control all of that. Beulah Road at Mobile Highway, we have a bad accident that's been reported. Cruiser on the scene. That might take a while to get that cleared up. Also, I'm seeing some slowdown on Highway 98 westbound getting through proper. We've got a lane closure there with utility work. Also, you know, Gulf Breeze High School school zone going to slow things down as well. East Burgess Road getting by West Florida High School, very slow in both directions. And I think that's about it. If you see anything else out there, let me know on our traffic tip line. You can call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Somebody texted me and said, you know, they're adolescents, not adults. And I said, well, if they are, and I've asked a couple of different people, and nobody's quite sure, okay? But, you know, 15, unsupervised? No. 19 and 20, unsupervised age? Fine. You know, normal. 17 and unsupervised? Might be okay. Might not be, you know, dicey. Okay. So again, I just want to know more. That's where I'm at. 827 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne has got our headlines in the newsroom. David?
The armorer on the set of Rust has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hutchins died when that prop gun fired a live round. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed now faces up to 18 months in prison. A former congressional candidate and pro wrestler that was wanted in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip has now surrendered. An arrest warrant was issued for Daniel Rodimer yesterday in connection with the November death of Christopher Tapp. Rodimer had been endorsed by former President Trump when he unsuccessfully ran for Congress in Nevada in 2020. And prosecutors are now dropping charges against the three defendants accused of stealing and trying to resell a collection of lyrics by the Eagles worth more than $1 million. That decision coming after Eagles co-founder and co-witness Don Henley waived attorney-client privilege and submitted 6,000 pages of related correspondence with his attorneys just a few days ago. Prosecutors and the judge said that the defense wasn't provided the opportunity to explore that new evidence.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, just for a, like, you know, comparison in terms of the things that you might find outrageous, there's a school in Oklahoma that did a fundraiser. Their fundraiser was they decided to get students in the gymnasium. This is like 15, 16, 17-year-old students. They got the students in the gymnasium, and they had... Well, they had a contest, and the contest was one set of students would compete against other sets of students to see who could lick peanut butter off of other students' toes the fastest in front of a group of people in the gymnasium as a fundraiser.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Really? I have seen the video.
Unbelievable. At a school?
Yes, in Oklahoma.
Oh, my goodness.
Where they raised a lot of money, $150,000. And you say, how does that happen?
Was this live streamed on OnlyFans?
No, but that's either disgusting or kinky or both or weird. And why are kids doing... And so what I'm thinking when I hear this story... So, you know, Gulf Breeze seems weird. Oklahoma's like, hold my beer. You know, like, we can make it way... I'm thinking to myself, so what, they're in the planning meeting, right? And Jeff's like, I got an idea. I know how we can make
some... You gotta believe this.
You stay with me. Hear me out. And then other people consented. And then the kids... Now, the original reports were that it was like kids and teachers, and that turned out not to be the case. It's just... But is kid on kid any better? I mean, it's such a weird thing. How does that get approved? How does that... Anyway, there's a news source out of Oklahoma that, like I said, news folks, they've got the video. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen the video. I'm not recommending you watch it. I'm just saying, this is apparently a real thing that raised a ton of money for charity.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address at the Capitol this evening.
He's going to paint the usual contrast that we often hear with Trump. He's going to be calling on companies to pay their fair share by raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. He's also going to be blaming corporate greed for stubborn high prices.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The on-set weapons handler on the movie Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
During a rehearsal, a gun Alec Baldwin was handling went off, firing a live round that killed cinematographer Halina Hutchins and wounded the director. The defense claimed someone else brought the live ammo onto set, but the prosecution proved that she didn't follow basic gun safety guidelines. She faces a maximum of 18 months in prison at sentencing.
Fox's Anna Iliopoulos. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 63 degrees. The sun's shining. Looks like an absolutely beautiful morning here in Pensacola. The Midway Fire District now asking people to share news coverage of the reports that foreign exchange students are living in a crowded house in Gulf Breeze, saying it's the only way that they've been able to get Lighthouse Christian Academy's attention. And these reports surfaced yesterday. Channel 3's Tanner Stewart reported more than 20 students had moved into a home on Refuge Circle in Gulf Breeze. The fire district says that home may not be up to code and could exceed occupancy laws as well. The sheriff's office did say they investigated and did not find any legal violations. They also say they support Lighthouse Christian's mission. The county is looking into possible building code issues at that home. Well, we are learning more after Tuesday's tragic accident that took the life of a young girl. PPD confirms no charges will be filed after that girl was hit by a car in the parking lot of Hitzman Park. The girl later was pronounced dead at Sacred Heart Hospital. PPD's Mike Wood tells Channel 3 the driver was related to the girl.
I'm not going to get into who this family member was simply because they're going through enough. It's every parent's worst nightmare is dealing with the loss of a child, and that's what this family is going through right now.
And the city of Pensacola is saying that all organized activities at that park are being canceled for the rest of the week. Well, Pensacola is already the host of the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament. Now the NAIA wants to get in on the action. Yesterday, Pensacola Sports announced that the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is moving its national championship to Ashton-Brosnahan Park starting this year. The initial term of that agreement is for 2 years. Just last year, Ashton-Brosnahan underwent a big upgrade, which included a resod designed for high-level college soccer. Well, one of Florida's favorite sons making an appeal to congressional leaders yesterday, NFL star Tim Tebow testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee. He says his foundation is proposing some new legislation to save children from being abused.
And this bill really has one goal, to build a rescue team. Because there's so many frontline warriors and heroes, but there's just not enough. And we need to support them, and we need more of them to get to these 50,000 boys and girls.
And the Tim Tebow Foundation says for every second that goes by, 156 images of child sex abuse material is being shared online. Now, teenagers in Florida may wind up not having access to their favorite social media apps. State lawmakers yesterday approved the bill banning anyone under 13 from accessing social media sites. Now, kids 14 and 15 years old could access those sites if they have parental consent. The bill does not mention any sites or any apps by name, and it also could affect adults. This bill does call for anyone who uses adult websites to confirm they're at least 18 by scanning their face or providing identification. That bill is now headed to Governor DeSantis's desk, where he is expected to sign it. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
All right. Well, if you're on Barrancas Avenue this morning or any time today, just remember that Outcast Bait and Tackle are having their huge annual sale going on today. A lot of cars are on the scene. We've got a policeman on the scene directing traffic. Could cause some tie-ups. I'm also seeing major slowdown on East 9 Mile between Giddy Lane and University. East Burgess Road getting by West Florida High School is slow in both directions. Highway 98 westbound through proper. We're going to have that lane closure there with utility work. And Beulah Road and Mobile Highway, I was reporting earlier that there was a bad accident there. Apparently not an accident, but I do see some slowdown at that intersection, so something is going on. Other than that, we're looking good. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, not seeing anything slowing you down. This traffic report brought to you by Florida Department of Transportation. Hey, listeners. Before celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year, decide whether you'll drink or you'll drive. If you plan to drink, make sure to designate a sober driver. Don't let your luck run out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful sunny day today with temperatures warming up near 75 degrees. Clouds moving in late in the day with temperatures dropping into the 60s overnight. For Friday, very cloudy start to the day with a chance of rain into the evening hours, high near 72, low Friday night near 67. Showers and thunderstorms move in Friday evening going into Saturday morning. A few storms could be strong, slight risk of severe weather. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we've got 66 in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, 61 in Milton. And your money now. This morning the markets are up. The Dow is up 203.88 at 38.864.93. S&P 500 up 37.92 at 51.42.68. The NASDAQ up 143.58 at 16.175.12. 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.09%. Gold price is up $4 at $21.62.20. Silver down 2 cents at $24.46. And Bitcoin up another 604 today at $67,809.90. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he's expecting interest rates to begin coming back down at some point this year. He made some remarks on Capitol Hill yesterday. Powell said he can't say yet when that could happen, though. Ex-owner Elon Musk says the social media platform is now considering getting rid of showing how many likes and dislikes or reposts that a post gets. Speaking at a conference yesterday, Musk said that info clutters up content on the service. And Target launching a paid membership program starting next month, following the lead of its rivals, Amazon and Walmart. Target's subscription program, which they're going to call Circle 360, launches in early April. It costs $99 a year. It includes unlimited free same-day delivery for orders over $35, along with a few other perks as well. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 96% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer semester is now. Session D classes begin March 11th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu. Pensacola State College. Go here, get there.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so you go to the store. You buy some bananas. You bring those bananas home. Then what? 437-1620. Well, I peel them and eat them. No. What's your storage strategy for the banana? On the counter, in a bag, in a paper bag, in a plastic bag, in the refrigerator, in a bag, what's your strategy for maximizing lifespan and taste of the banana? And in case you were wondering, I have some guidance for you from TikTok. Are you ready?
Can't wait.
The wisdom of TikTok comes through.
Whoa. The results are shocking. I've tested four different methods to store bananas. The one left on the counter is still in good shape. The second one, with the tip wrapped in plastic wrap, also looks pretty good. The third banana, wrapped in a wet paper towel, has held up just as well as the first two. Surprisingly, the bananas stored in the fridge developed dark spots and ripened faster.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the experiment. Even just in that 20 seconds or so, I learned about options I didn't even know were options. There are people who wrap plastic wrap around just the tips or wrap a paper towel wet around. Okay. I mean, you know, teach me what you know with your voodoo magic. I'm curious. 437-1620. 437-1620. You buy bananas, you bring them home. Then what, Jake?
I keep them in a large bowl with other slowly rotten fruit.
Like apples and pears and oranges.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to turn it over and be like, oh, that one's not good anymore.
Yeah. You touch a little bit, and the touch goes in too far, and you know you've erred. All right. 8:42 on News Radio 92.3. How do you handle bananas? How do you store bananas when you get home? For me, just on the counter.
Yeah.
Just on the counter. And I've never been unsatisfied with that. I don't put fruit in the fridge because I don't like to eat cold fruit.
Oranges, cold. I got to have them.
Oh, God. Stop it. Well, see, my teeth don't like cold things to begin with,
but
they don't taste. There's not as much taste in cold things, you know. Beer aside, it's not yummy. 437-1620. Somebody here says on the counter, and I eat one a day. Okay, I'm with you. By the way, the whole like managing your produce and the timeline between when you buy it and when it's no longer edible, and you know, part of the problem with bananas, of course, is they offer you that safety net of banana nut bread. And so you know that if you wait too long, there's still an option for you. So there's not as much urgency with the bananas. I mean, you can't do anything with a rotten orange, but you can definitely do things with a rotten banana. And so, you know, there's a little bit of that working against you in terms of your urgency to solve this problem. 437-1620, somebody says, I immediately put them in the refrigerator, no bag. Even when they turn brown in the refrigerator, they're still good and firm. My own experience, bananas, I'm just like the TikToker. Bananas, a sentence I never thought I would say. But the bananas get bad quick. They don't go bad, but they get that kind of weird, mushy exterior. I'm not talking about the peel is obviously nasty in the refrigerator, but even the little bit of the banana outside becomes a little mushy in a way that I do not enjoy. Like kind of slick, the part that's touching up against the peel. No, thank you.
Sounds like a school fundraising opportunity.
Have them. Is it crunchy or creamy? 437-1620. Somebody says, I store them pudding. I don't know what that means.
Stores them in pudding.
Oh, like in
makes,
pudding.
Makes banana, banana pudding.
I see. Okay, yeah. You process them now. Mm-hmm. Leave bananas on the counter. We eat them too fast. Let's see. Somebody, anything other than placing them in a fridge or the freezer, just eat a banana a day and they won't go bad. I don't know. In my house, one of the problems we're always up against is everybody says they love bananas. I buy bananas. They eat them. I buy bananas. They eat them. I buy bananas. It's Tuesday in a month with four letters, and they don't eat them. You are inconsistent in your demand. Like trying to run a non-for-profit restaurant here, and it's not working very well. Let's see. Somebody says, bananas sit on the counter until they get the first brown spots, and then they go in the trash. Oh, aggressive. No, I will push through just a minor brown spot. I'll even take, like, if you open up the banana and it's 90% good, but it's got one part that went bad, I just cut that off and throw it away. I will not eat the squishy brown part. No. Not even for a fundraiser at school. 437-1620. Hanging wire basket above the counter creates banana bread ready fruit just like the other storage methods. Let's see. Cold fruit is best when you have a hangover. Oh, okay. Well, it's been a couple of years, so, you know, I'll take your word for it. Wrapping them in saran wrap and make them last up to a week longer, hanging them up also helps, which is a more natural, like they're on the tree. I had never heard of this, wrap them in foil or saran wrap or paper towels. I had heard paper bags, you know, like a lunch bag. I'd never really tried it, so I wasn't much of a believer. I had also, it seemed to me that if they come in a bag, at some stores they actually sell them in a bag. It seemed like they do better in the bag until you open it. Once you open it, all the bets are off. Of course, the bag has holes in it anyway, so I'm not sure that's much of a theory. I'm just going from experience here. 437-1620. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay. Looking around our roadways, no major accidents reported by FHP. We do have something happening at the intersection of Beulah Road and Mobile Highway, but that's starting to clear up as I'm looking at the map. Highway 98 westbound through proper this morning. Lane closure with utility work there. That's going to really slow some things down. East Burgess Road getting by West Florida High School very slow, as well as East 9 Mile between Guidy Lane and University. I got that one right this time. Otherwise around town, I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds, not showing any delays on Burgess or Olive. I said East Burgess getting by Florida High School is slow, so sorry, guys. I'm struggling. I'm struggle bus this morning. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the frivolous question of the day, which is, when you bring your bananas home, what do you do with them? How do you store them? How do you make them last a long time? Getting all kinds of answers in here. Somebody here says, I have a Jake bowl on the counter. I presume they mean a bowl like Jake has on the counter, not a bowl full of Jake, but whatever. You know, I don't know. I don't know how well you know him.
That was an album that I released in high school, Bowl Full of Jake.
Bowl Full of Jake. Mm-hmm. That's nice. I also have it's a big metal fruit bowl, like, you know, the mixing bowl, but the kind that's too flat and large to really be useful for anything. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a wok size. Let's see. Just wrapping the stems, not the tip or the whole banana. I don't know where that comes from, but that's a common thing, like from the TikToker. I learned everything. Somebody says, the first thing we do is wash them to remove the spray put on them to help them ripen. We use the wet paper towel method to preserve them, but our daughter-in-law gave us a banana hat for Christmas, which works like the wet paper towel. We keep them on a banana hanger. I mean, this is a lot of investment in banana technology in this family, but I like it. I admire that. I mean, you know, have a goal and figure out how to get there. Bananas are actually ripe when they get the brown spots. We humans eat them while they aren't truly ripe. Oh, no, that's a whole other subject. My wife likes bananas that are almost green, and there's no taste in them, and they're crisp. I don't want crisp. I don't want a banana. Plus, more residue on your teeth. More, you know, kind of like when you used to use as a kid, you'd use a rubber cement, and you get that, like, rubber cement on the – that's what it feels like on your teeth when you eat too unripened of a banana, that pasty rubber cementy feel. Ugh. That's unpleasant, but that's how my wife likes them, so it must be normal. I got a banana bag. They last 2 weeks, and then I make pudding out of the banana or banana bread. Did you know if they are speckled, they're sweeter? I learned that from a banana farmer. Oh, all right. Interesting. Somebody here says, at my age, I don't buy green bananas. Because you sort of an eat the dessert first kind of mentality, right? You don't know that you're going to be able to get to the yellow banana if you at a certain age. Somebody says, I have about 87 bananas in the freezer for banana bread that gets made maybe twice a year. I started my freezer banana collection 6 years ago. Oh, I love you all. You are just the best. 437-1620. That's our frivolous topic for the day. We always like to do something around this time that is unrelated to the news and just silly and fun and the kind of question that you can strike up a conversation with a stranger in an elevator when it's super not awkward, or with your kids or with a coworker or whatever. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're great. I mean, 175 homes they sold last year. Three a week. Pretty good. You know, not too shabby. They can help you with the selling process, of course. They have a whole system for that. It's fantastic. But also the buying. And you might not think about this, but people who know how to sell understand how to get somebody to sell. And so they know the right price, what'll work, what'll win you the bid, especially if there's more than one person trying. And even on new homes, like brand new builds, she's telling me lately that they can even work with the builder and get you points bought down off of the price. I mean, there's all kinds of things because, you know, the market is not quite as hot as it once was and builders are motivated. So lots of things that you can do, even if you're going through special circumstances, going through a divorce, going through an estate sale, there's lots of things. They work with all of these situations. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
We are tackling summer learning loss, turning the page on what was to nurture the world within. Gulf Coast Freedom Schools is a free 6-week summer literacy and cultural enrichment program for Escambia County students K through 8th grade. Apply online by May 31st, 2024 at gcfreedomschools.com. Class sizes are limited. We are Gulf Coast Freedom Schools, where words change worlds.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Wonka bars are beginning to disappear from candy store shelves at a rate to boggle the mind. Truly, it is incredible the way that Wonka mania has descended upon the globe.
Never do not will the life of people bear. Let me see what I don't get. The life of people bear. Let me see what I don't pass through the heat.
Just over a year ago, I launched my campaign for president. When I began, I said the campaign was grounded in my love for our country. Just last week, my mother, a first-generation immigrant, got to vote for her daughter for president. Only in America. I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
I always think it's weird when they just suspend it. And as much as I know about politics, that still kind of befuddles me. Like, what does that even mean? Can they unsuspend later? I guess. I mean, they didn't end it, cancel it, delete the accounts, deregister. I don't even know what that would look like. So, I mean, obviously, you know, super bizarre things could theoretically happen, and candidates, including DeSantis or Christie or Ramaswamy or Haley, could unsuspend the campaign. I don't know. Anyway, she's out. We knew this was going to come. The one thing that was the most interesting in this withdrawal speech, after she talked about the problems with the country and we're on the road to socialism and Congress is dysfunctional and a retreat from the world stage means more war, not less, all of which I agree with, is she... her comments about Trump, I thought, were the most newsworthy because I did not expect her to endorse Trump. It would be weird to within a day. We were joking that it would take her 35 minutes to accept a position in Trump's cabinet. I didn't think that was likely to happen. But her comments about Trump were kind of interesting, actually.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us.
You know, if Beyonce wants to be president, I wish her well. And if Joe the Plumber wants to be president, it's kind of a funny, like, but don't misunderstand. I'm not wishing Donald J. Trump well. I'm wishing the potential president well, whoever that might be, because not specific to him, which she made a lot more clear that it was not an endorsement at all of him.
I have always been a conservative Republican and always supported the Republican nominee. But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the basic question. Will he try to expand the tent now that he's passed the primary, essentially, and try to he's been focusing on the general for a while. Things like debates. He's now calling Joe Biden to debate him, and presumably if Biden says no, which would be, I think, would that be the first time we've ever not had presidential debate? I mean, that would be, I cannot imagine Biden's advisors allowing him to debate, but I can't imagine us having a presidential contest where they don't debate. And of course, what Trump will say is, you know, he's a coward, he won't debate me, says the guy who wouldn't show up for the debates in the Republican Party. You know, he's the one who's made debating or not a matter of political strategy, not a matter of moral obligation. So, you know, but it wouldn't be the first and won't be the last time that Trump has contradicted himself on a principle that he uses for his purposes when it suits him. But, you know, so there it is. I mean, that just is. 437-1620, Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, we're looking pretty good on our roadways. If you're on Highway 98 westbound through proper today, we're going to have some lane closure there with utility work, so that might slow some things down. East Burgess Road really slow right now getting by West Florida High School. Also, East 9 Mile showing a really bad slowdown between Fox Run Road and University Parkway. And if you're on Barrancas Avenue today, remember that Outcast Bait and Tackle is having their huge annual sale, and that is going to cause some slowdowns and tie-ups there because we've already got people parking on the median, and we have a police officer on the scene directing traffic. If you see anything else out there, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
This is kind of an interesting news note. I don't know if you saw this, but Austal USA, who makes the littoral combat ship, and of course a lot of people from here go to work over there in Mobile, they have a new vessel that they have built for the U.S. Navy, the sail drone. Yeah, it's a drone ship that operates remotely that has a sail on it. You say, how can a sailing vessel be remotely operated? Well, it's a fixed sail. It's not a like a fabric sail, but it's just a big piece of, looks like sheet aluminum or something sticking up there. You say, how can that be safe? I don't know. I don't build it. I'm just reporting. It's 15 tons, 65 feet long, low profile hull, topped by a rigid sail. Alabama.com, AL.com was one reporting on this. Company announced this week first aluminum surveyor unmanned surface vehicle, USV, produced in Mobile, was launched on Monday. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti and Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps Chris Mahoney got a look at the vessel Monday. They visited Austal and two Mississippi shipyards. The quote from Franchetti in a press release, using unmanned assets helps put more players on the field by freeing up manned assets for more specific and important tasks. It's good to see high-tech industry partnering with the traditional shipbuilding industry base to rapidly deliver cutting-edge products at scale. Mahoney said, I couldn't agree more with the CNO when it comes to more players on the field. We're at the brink of a new battlefield where uncrewed systems at scale will provide new levels of resilience and adaptability for our forces. Remember I was telling you about sub-drones and, you know, the concept of putting tens or hundreds of thousands of these things out in the water, for example, around Taiwan as deterrence and, you know, for China to go in against Taiwan. So it's designed primarily for ocean mapping, maritime domain awareness. They have solar panels and a diesel generator to power sensors and a multi-beam sonar that can map seafloor depths to 11,000 meters. And some may carry, quote, purpose-built defense and security payloads for accurate, dynamic, and confident. I love when, you know, you put the communications people in charge of the diplo-speak for the Pentagon or for the Navy or for Austal. Purpose-built defense and security payloads for accurate, dynamic, and confident decisions and responses to the full spectrum of maritime threats and challenges. Upcoming Navy missions will focus on the ability of the surveyor to deliver both surface and undersea intelligence for a range of high-priority applications, including anti-submarine warfare. So, anyway, kind of cool. They say they're going to be able to put one out every 6 weeks. First one's contracted the U.S. Navy for initial testing and evaluation of the surveyor class. So, just an interesting another development in how we're using unmanned technology in our military and building them locally. 8:59 News Radio 92.3. State of the Union. How long tonight? 8 o'clock. Joe Biden, how long?
I'm thinking 10 minutes.
No, it'll be an hour. An hour of great joy and not any excruciating pain whatsoever. How big will the frustrations and pushback be over the demolition of the Malcolm Young Gym?
Pretty bad, but it won't last long.
Serious.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.